Victory 91.5. Good morning. What a powerful morning. And if you are like many folks who have called and tweeted and emailed and Facebook post, hey, are any of these going to be available for download? Yes, you are more than welcome to click on the link right now.
Mm-hmm.
On Victory's Facebook page, and as soon as Leanna posts it up on Rise and Stein on Facebook,
hey, wait a minute,
it'll be there. The first four segments of Ray's teaching, including that powerful prayer time at 8 o'clock, is already up there. Just click on that link. But I would encourage you not to click on the link until after you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Haynes came in to teach on the season of Tammuz, and Leanna and I are right there with you. We've never heard any of this. So, very powerful. Thank you for calling it a warning, because we are fans of the warnings in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we're just going to have two more little segments here. Mm-hmm. And one of those is we're going to look at the next segment will be Deuteronomy 28. And what happens when you don't listen to the warnings? And that was the sack of Jerusalem in 70 AD. That's a wonderful warning for us. The biggest moment here as we look at this season of Tammuz coming in is just, if you could just, the takeaways is, number one, it was a season when so much conflict, so much bad happened. So, conflict in every area. So we're talking physical, emotional, spiritual. You see, if you expect it, it's a lot different. I remember when I was in the Army and during the training season, during the live fire mm-hmm. times, there's nothing like people shooting really live rounds at you that change your training. And, you know, you have an expectation. And if you're in war, you know, when someone gets shot, you go, oh, there's somebody shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone's laying on the ground bleeding, there's logic to it. If someone is dead, there's logic to it. But
right.
In our life, because we don't realize the war that's going on,
sure.
mm-hmm. we get so confused
right.
when those moments happen. And so that's why this season, stop and say, okay, conflict is coming. All right, so that means physical. So think about this is the reap what you sow moments. Mm-hmm. You might have got away with it before, but this is the time where, you know, a mistake in discernment could be everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is that decision. Are you out late? Do you do this? This would be the one, probably not. You know, this is where you really hear God more, where you depend on other people when that person that annoys you but is very discerning tells mm-hmm. you, I don't know about this. You might want to listen a little closer.
I started listening to Leanna. I mean, it's not a joke. I mean, I started listening to you more so as those gifts came up. I mean, you had that discernment about that thing in Florida a couple mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that. And that was, you know, in hindsight, awesome that you were protecting us in that way.
And, you know, humility in this season is just really important again. And that's just listening to other people. We were making decisions here over the last few things, and it was necessary to get everybody's perspective, take that to God. And then I could make a clear decision. If I just go ahead with what I think is the right thing, you know, it's a 50-50 thing. You know, that's never good. You don't want to live 50-50. So go with the people he God's put in your life. Even your children sometimes
yeah.
are going to be so much more discerning than you. And that's okay. That mm-hmm. just means it's a different gift and you take advantage of it. So conflict, prayer and repentance. This is that season. I mean, to tell you, change your schedule. I don't care what you've got going, your morning, your nighttime, change it. Infuse prayer and repentance, asking for grace in all things. Moses, remember, this was the season Moses on the mountain mm-hmm. came down. What did he find? Golden calf. Not good. So he was praying and listening to God. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine this. He's on a mountain with God. Good choice. The people down below, he may be dead. Let's make a golden calf.
Right.
So, you know, what are you doing? What thoughts are going on? What's motivating you? This is that season where all of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time, you know, we talk about both sacks of Jerusalem, bad decisions. It was a lack of repentance, a lack of obedience. It was warnings that they'd had over and over and over. Mm-hmm. They didn't listen to. Don't do that. Don't be faithless, and don't be focused on pleasure in this season. Tammuz was a false god. the month is named after him because the Jews were in exile for disobeying God in a foreign land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you engaging? Or is where you're at foreign to the kingdom of God? Are you surrounding yourself with that? Or are you in a place where God is speaking to
right.
you? Okay. Yes, you mentioned growing up Jewish, summertime, it was like not a happy season. A lot of bad things. So, okay, hear this clearly. You're seeing it in America right now as we flip into the season. You think we've seen some racial issues, hatred and abuse. The door just opened. All right, so this is that next season. So racial hatred, anti-Semitism, abuse, racial issues. This is that time where what happens, what you're looking at is a spirit of lawlessness. So, you know, people are just doing their little thing. And then the same as when God comes upon you, you get anointed or you get inspired. Or, well, when evil comes upon you, you get rageful and angry. So that's the thing. When that spirit begins to loose, things happen. And so you want to be mindful of that. You want to be praying for people that, you know, they can choose right and do the right thing. And you want to be praying for yourself. Church shootings, obviously, these riots and accusations, disrespect of police and authority, stay away from that. You know, honor authority, exalt them, because I tell you what, they are put there, God says, to protect you. So we want to do our best to not get hung up. The media is, you know, they're in our government. Boy, gosh, they couldn't have chosen worse in every sense. The disrespect, the promoting of evil is good. The punishing of good is evil. It's flowing from Washington. It's picking up speed in Hollywood and the news media. You know, just be really, really mindful. And let me just give you a verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. Don't miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? With all power, signs, and lying wonders. So the things that are coming next, they get confusing. Where's this coming from? And with all unrighteous deception. All right? You get deceived. It's just not like you're making a bad decision here. Among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth. Hear that. It's not just true. It's the love of the truth. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you agree with it. It's the love of the truth.
Yep.
That they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. Do you see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
You don't love the truth. You get a strong delusion. You're not just deluded. It's a strong delusion.
Hashtag social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they should believe the lie. That they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. All right, we've got to ready ourselves to walk in our God-given authority and to love so we can help loose others in the same way that we learn to accept this gift that God gives us of forgiveness. Because if we can't forgive ourselves, we are not going to be good at forgiving others, all right? No matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to really focus on the kindness and the mercy of God right now. When Joseph woke up in prison, you got to think, my life is over. Can't escape from this prison. But in a moment, in God's grace and his timing, he was second in command. Same thing, Jesus, he's on the cross, he's in Hades, right hand of the Father. These are the moments where you don't get caught up with what's going on. Realize that God can change the situation in a moment. Colossians 1:13-14, he has delivered us from the power of darkness, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a snapshot of where our focus should be.
Man. When you said lawlessness, and I know this is something that I am sensitive to, but social media,
yeah,
it's the Wild West. It is it is lawless.
Yeah.
And yesterday was a perfect example. Within moments of people waking up, if you just scroll down Twitter, scroll down Facebook, there were countless friends that you know, that you spent time with, that are just writing volatile things.
Yeah.
Whether they're right or wrong, it's just volatile, and it's filled with lawlessness. I'd be okay if the internet was just for how-to videos on how to do things around the house and listening to messages.
What about Puppy videos.
Frolicking unicorn.
Puppy and cat videos.
Yeah, you know.
But it's another area where we have to guard.
Right.
You know, our Facebook, we are very specific on that. So if you ever wonder if you post something negative, you'll get one removal and then you'll get banned because it's a ministry site.
Right.
It's not for that kind of engagement and stuff like that. And I think we just have to be more and more diligent.
Mm-hmm.
Get that law less. In other words, there is truth. Anytime you try to compromise that or soften it or just try to make that a little smoother, you're being lawless. Mm-hmm. When you ignore right and just say it's optional. Mm-hmm. You're being lawless. That's a spirit. It's not you.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving way to a lawless spirit.
Right.
I call it opinions in your Facebook. Oh, girl.
Where's that bell?
Yeah. What does scripture say about everybody having an opinion?